On today's Tech Help for Churches, what's the advantage of podcasting for a church? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just leave a comment under the video. If you're subscribed to the audio or video podcast, though, it's a little more difficult. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and leave a comment under one of the shows. That's a good way to do it as well. When it comes to podcasting, a lot of people might think of the advantages for the end user. You know, it's time shifted inherently. You can download it, and if you're out where you don't have an internet connection or you have a data bill that gets a little big, you don't have to worry about that. You can download it at home when you have an unlimited connection. Things like that. But what are the advantages for the church? Well, there are numerous advantages for podcasting for churches. First off, because it's time shifted, people do not need to be awake or even paying attention when your show is being recorded. In fact, you could have a show that's recorded Sunday morning, Saturday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight. Doesn't matter. Because a podcast is a recorded thing, people can consume it on their time in their schedule. Now, that doesn't mean that you're encouraging people to be lazy, but you should think of it in this way. Not everyone who might want to know the message that your church is putting out is awake at the same time that your church is having services. Now, that might mean there are people locally who work third shift, and so they just haven't woken up yet in time for church. It could be that it's people that live farther away that are asleep because everyone around them is asleep. It's nighttime where they are. And so a live stream, for example, would be less than ideal for them. So the timing is advantageous. It broadens the number of people that can see it or hear it. Another thing is it gets rid of geographic boundaries. So unlike television, unlike radio, which are inherently limited geographically, with IPTV, this is less the case now, but still there are limits. With that said, I have viewers and listeners from all over the world. Your church can too. In fact, this is kind of a little secret. The way that firewalls in closed countries tend to work is they tend to exclude certain things. Well, if every church in North America were to put out a podcast and didn't always use the same keywords, it could be that it would be very, very difficult for the leaders of oppressive regimes to keep the gospel out. It would be very easy for a Christian in China, some more difficult countries in the Middle East, etc., to get a podcast from your church and hear a good Bible teaching or teaching on struggles that are common to all of humanity when they couldn't do that locally. They would just be in too much danger to do that. So that's another advantage, is that while it's not limited geographically, it may not even be limited from the standpoint of what is easily accessible in a certain country. That's one of the great things about podcasting, really. So when it comes down to it, what we're talking about here is that podcasting provides a medium that can expand your church's reach all over the world, because you're not limited by time, you're not limited by geographic location, and you're not limited by oppressive governments. In fact, in this case, sometimes smaller churches will have an advantage over, say, a Willow Creek church or a Saddleback church, big, well-known churches, because maybe fellowship, they don't know to block that. Or maybe Life Spring, that sounds like it's health-related. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe that's actually your church. So it could be that smaller churches that don't have names that trip the censors in some of these oppressive countries could sneak through. So that's another advantage. It puts you on par and sometimes even better than well-known churches. And what's really great about this is it's inexpensive. If you're doing an audio podcast, which most podcasts, I admit, are audio podcasts. I do both audio and video. But if you're doing an audio podcast, it can be very inexpensive to distribute. So the beginning plan at Libsyn, for example, is $5 a month. Five. Now, maybe you wish that was $5 a year, but really $5 a month is not all that much money. You could probably very easily find a donor in your church that's willing to get behind it and say, you mean if I give an extra $5 a month, that would help reach people all around the world? Yes, it would. Also, one other thing that I want to mention is if you're doing audio podcasting, the bandwidth limitations are much smaller than for a live stream or a video podcast. So there are places in the world where people would be able to access your content that maybe can't access a video. Maybe they can't access a live 360 video. That's something that's coming down the pipe right now. Maybe they just don't have the kind of bandwidth or resources to do that sort of thing. But with audio, it would be easier for them. So, again, it increases your church's reach, both in time, geographic location, getting past oppressive governments, and finally, getting past infrastructure problems where maybe internet bandwidth is a challenge. And that is why podcasting can be quite an advantage for your church when you're reaching out to people all over the world. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up a copy of the Church Tech Gift of your choosing over there. Also, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and see all the Church Tech training resources I have for you there, and pick up anything that seems like it would be a good fit for your church. I want you to get better at using tech. I want you to be able to train others in your church. And I've been doing this a long time, and I want to share all the information and resources that I have and be able to devote my full-time energy to this. So that's why I've created that. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.